I.
Me, an individual, a committee of one.
Pledge.
Dedicate all my worldly goods to give without self-pity.
Allegiance.
My love and my devotion.
To the flag.
Our standard, Old Glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there is respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everyone's job.
Of the United.
That means that we have all come together.
States of America.
Individual communities that have united into 50 great states. 50 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose. And that is love for country.
And to the Republic.
Republic. A state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people. And it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people.
For which it stands. One nation.
One nation, meaning so blessed by God.
Under God.
No explanation needed. Added in 1953.
Indivisible.
Incapable of being divided.
With liberty.
Which is freedom. The right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation.
And justice.
The principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others.
For all.
For all, which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine.
And as Red Skelton continued, now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. He went on to say, since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, Hawaii and Alaska, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance, under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said, that's a prayer, and it would be eliminated from our schools too.
At this time, you may be seated. Ernie Haas, in signature sound, and I pledge my allegiance.